This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. All kinds of things are zipping through space, hitting other things, you know, like the moon and Mars. The surface of the moon is a perfect laboratory in which to study impact craters. Turns out those craters can tell us a lot about our solar system. And with us live in studio today is Dr. Gwen Barnes. She is a research professor at the University of Idaho, and she will be talking about studying impact craters on the moon and Mars tonight at Boise State's First Friday Astronomy event. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Okay, first off, easy question. What's an impact crater?
So an impact crater is a giant hole in the ground that is formed when a meteorite that is traveling at several kilometers per second hits the surface of a planet and blast a big hole in the surface.
So could we see something like that on Earth now? Like when we have meteor showers, things like that, we would get those, I would think.
Absolutely. So the Earth gets hit by meteors just as much as the moon does. The small ones that we see as meteors burn up in the atmosphere, though. So we don't tend to get as many of those very small craters. But a large projectile would definitely punch right through our atmosphere and make a hole in the ground. And in fact, if you go to Arizona, you can go to Meteor Crater in Arizona and see hole in the ground that's about 1 mile in diameter, and it's a giant impact crater that was formed about 50,000 years ago.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. So then talk about impact craters on the moon and how and why you study them.
So the reason I look at impact craters on the moon is because it's a much more pristine environment for studying the impact craters. Impact craters have been forming throughout solar system history, and so on Earth, we have a lot of weather, we have erosion, we have
people,
plate tectonics. And so these craters are eroded away very quickly, and we only have identified about 160 impact craters on Earth. But on the moon, the entire surface of the moon is just covered in impact craters. Basically, they form, and then hardly anything happens to them for the rest of solar system history. So it's a great place to look at craters.
And when you're looking at them, what are you looking for, I guess?
So there's several different ways you can look at impact craters and lots of different things you can learn about. One thing is looking at the distribution of impact craters over the whole planet. If you count up how many craters there are, you can figure out approximately how old the age of the surface is. If you assume that impacts have been raining down on the surface steadily over time, more impacts would mean an older surface.
So do we know how old some of these craters are on the moon then?
So one thing we've been able to do is when the Apollo astronauts went to the moon, they were able to bring back some samples from a couple very specific locations, and we were able to do radiometric dating on those samples to get a very precise, exact age. And then we're able to correlate those ages with the crater counts on those surfaces to get actual ages for the surfaces there.
So when you also say that there's like a normal impact crater, so what does like a normal impact crater look like versus something that isn't normal?
So there's sort of two kinds of craters. A simple impact crater, I would say, is a very simple bowl shape. That's what Meteor Crater in Arizona is. And that's basically because the hole that is made in the rock is strong enough to support that entire shape. Much larger impact craters, like the ones you can see with your eyes just looking at the moon, the rock is not strong enough to support a hole that deep. And so the sides of the crater slump into the crater. And you get terraces on the sides of the crater, a much flatter floor, and sometimes you'll get a central peak in the middle of the crater.
Okay, this might sound like a really dumb question and very elementary, but I'm going to ask it anyway. So, you know, the moon looks like Swiss cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Are those impact craters?
Those are all impact craters. And so that's actually a little bit different than what you'd see, say, on Mars. Mars also has tons and tons of impact craters, but there's also a number of volcanoes on Mars that are huge volcanoes, and you can see them dotting the surface as well. But on the moon, almost everything you see is an impact crater.
Okay, so there are times where, I mean, with the naked eye, you can notice little things like that on the moon, and that's what that is.
Absolutely. So the dark spots on the near side of the moon are the mare, which started as giant impact basins. And so those are some of the biggest impact structures on the moon. Later on, those impact basins filled with lava, and that's what makes them dark. But those started out as impact basins.
We're talking with Dr. Gwen Barnes. She's a research professor at the University of Idaho, and she's going to be talking tonight about studying impact craters on the moon and Mars. This will be at Boise State's First Friday Astronomy event this evening. So you briefly mentioned Mars, but let's get more in depth about Mars, because as you said, it has craters as well. So are they different? What do they do?
So for the most part, the craters on Mars are formed in the exact same way, and they look very, very similar. There are a few differences between some craters on Mars and the moon in that I've been looking at some of the very small craters that are very new, And you can see the interaction of the shock wave with the atmosphere and the dust on the surface. It makes a very large dark spot around the crater that you don't get on the moon. It's a little bit different.
And do they stay around as long on Mars, or is Mars more similar to our planet?
Mars does have a little bit more weather and a little bit more geological activity. And so you do get a little bit more erosion in that way. But they stick around way longer than on our planet, for sure.
So why do impact craters on Mars only seem to show up like in dusty areas?
So these new impact craters that we've found almost over 900 new impact craters on Mars since we've been taking pictures of Mars. So we have before pictures where there's clearly no crater, and then we take another picture of the exact same location on Mars, and we say, oh my gosh, there's an impact crater there. And so for those ones that we found, there's this giant dark spot around them that I think is a result of the interaction of the atmospheric shock wave from the impactor interacting with a dusty surface. And so we're only finding these new craters in the dusty areas, and I think that's because this giant dark spot is formed only in these areas where you get the dust. So there's probably just as many new impact craters in the not dusty areas, but we haven't found them yet.
It's just harder to see them, I guess.
I think so.
Yeah. So how do you use impact craters then to learn more about the history of both the moon and Mars?
So one thing we can do is, if we want to understand how the surface has changed over time, is you can look at different morphologies of craters. So some of the very small impact craters have, like I said, normally if you form into a uniform density target, it forms a simple bowl shape. Mm-hmm. You can also get some characteristics where if you form in an area where there's a very loose, like sandy material over rock, you'll get like some benches or a central mound or something in your small crater. And so we're able to use that to figure out how deep this broken up layer is on top of the bedrock. And then understanding that, you can understand how long the surface has been impacted, or perhaps like on Mars, you could understand how much sand has accumulated in an area or something.
And then does it go farther to even look at like kind of the history of our solar system or how this impacts our solar system?
So the way that this would have to do with the history of the solar system is probably mostly by looking at the general population of craters. Like I was saying, you can get surface ages, but also you can get impact crater fluxes over time. So one interesting thing is that at the very beginning of solar system history, impact fluxes were very high, which means lots of impact craters were forming every year. Whereas nowadays, we get much fewer impacts every year. And so we're able to actually measure that progression by looking at the impact crater statistics.
And then for your talk tonight, for First Friday, you'll be focusing on specifically this, correct? Like the impact craters?
Yes. So tonight I'll be talking about, yes, the impact crater getting surface ages and understanding the new impacts that have formed there and understanding regolith development on the moon, which is that loose broken up layer on the top of the moon.
Well, I feel like I've learned something today, especially now that I know they're impact craters, even though it looks like Swiss cheese. So I appreciate you giving us a little of an education today about this. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
We have been talking with Dr. Gwen Barnes. She is a research professor at the University of Idaho, and she will be talking about studying impact craters on the moon and Mars. She'll be doing that tonight at Boise State's First Friday Astronomy event. Thanks so again for coming in. And we should mention it's at 7:30 tonight if you are interested. This is Idaho Matters.